Thank you. Thank you. What a glory night we have here tonight. Will you look at this little thing we have here? It's a Sistine Chapel designed by Fredericks of Hollywood. Look at that. Now, look at this. Wayne Newton's living room. My God, look at that thing. It's the type of place where Slim Whitman could sing Aida. Yay. From the Lomelo. You ever listen to that man sing and think that, my God, he's got his balls in a vice? My special people up there. It's a severely medicated section right there. Wonderful, my God, look, we're home, San Francisco, back again. Yeah. Yeah. Talk about people going, yeah, yeah, you're home now. And you better just be real funny real quick. San Francisco, where God saved the Queen, is a different meaning. Yes. You wander out here, don't be afraid. Pardon me. Hello, how are you? Take this off. They haven't set yet, don't be afraid. Hello? Pardon me, I wasn't reaching down. Hello, how are you? A little bandana, my God. Hold on. Oh, look. Now the people in the bank recognize you. Hello, how are you? Lovely place. My God. My God, what a lovely shade of tweed. Obviously, this is the Marin section over here. How are you? Pardon me, Mr. Joffrey. How are you? Hello, let's see. Let's get some more damn people in this place. Here, I tell you. Arafat, party of 6,000, please. Look. Live at five. I like to piss off the camera. He's going, asshole, stay in place. Earthquake! Not funny to do here. If there ever is an earthquake in San Francisco, it's just God saying, get those condominiums off my back. What do you do here? Thank you. Oh, nice to have Goofy here. Over here, one second, I have to wander back. Thank you.
Oh, we're just gonna work on this. We're gonna tease it a little.
Just look over.
How about those 49ers? You think they're ever gonna work again? I don't know. Let's look over. Let's just look over here. Second. Okay, we're gonna put a little up here. Hare Krishna. Hare.
Sorry, right now she's going, I worked all day on that. Ooh, more smoke. I want to die. Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh, my God, what do they call this drink? An acne pimple. Don't be afraid of those open sores, you know. How are you? Just relax. I'm really getting some heavy tension from you. You know, men have nipples, too. Did you know that? The guy's going, really? Get off my back. Hello, sir. How are you? Pardon me. I'm just wandering through the audience. Look at this ensemble. My God, what is this? A little raincoat we brought here this evening. Hold on. Don't be afraid. I'll have it back. This is a lovely thing. Oh, yes. Now I can go on the buses again. How are you? You find people in San Francisco so nice, they don't flash people, they just describe themselves to you. All right. Oops. Excuse me. Here we are. We'll put this down now. How are you? A lovely coat, sir. Pardon me. Just passing through again. Feel like... Pardon me. Thank you.
Andre, please, keep the people coming. Let's go.
Thank you. Look at this. But this is the Marquis de Suede, no doubt. In there with all the people going,
oh, just give me the mask. I don't care what it goes with.
All right, we better move back up here. Somewhere on a beach in California, there's a man wandering around going, I know the tapes are here. Ladies and gentlemen, Paul Williams. Before I go on, I'd like to do a little ventriloquism for you. All right. Some guy's in the back going, see ya, let's come on, do that stuff. My crowd, we're here tonight, again, once again, my home. Hi, the Marin County people where I grew up. Mom's here. Mama? Mama, Oedipus, Schmedipus, I love you. Oy, well, I guess we should get to the show real quick. People are going, we paid good money now. People in Marin paid more than good money. They paid beyond money. Yes. People going into Marin County say, my God, look at that little rainbow. Isn't that cute? They lied to you. It's an ethnic detector.
We have two Negroes heading south.
What the hell, man?
Those people are so damn wealthy, they don't get the crabs, they get the lobsters. People with names like... I have friends with names like Biff, Tad, Muffy, how are you? Good to see you. They don't buy Lacoste shirts, they actually staple a live alligator to the house. Little medic alert badges that say, please, a Perrier and a BMW, quickly. A couple of months ago, they had a white shark off the coast of Marin. People were thinking, thank God, at least it was white. Yes, you never see that white shark, though, swimming in the bay, come up near Oakland, because people be going, get your ass out of the water. Come on. Get your ass out of the water. I'm going to make some shoes out of your booty, make it. Come on. Come on out. I'm waiting for you. Come on, let me get... And I'll use your fins for my Cadillac, so fuck it, come on out. Well, we better move on quickly. Look at this. We're saving this booth for the Pope to throw at the first baseball. Play ball. Look at this, hold on. Oh, little Sansomia plants. How cute, these are all picking little buds off. Undercover cop in the back swing, keep going. Yes, hold on, let me look all around here. Oh my God, Jimmy Hoffa.
Some of these tricks. No one understands this color, that's why I put it up here, just to piss people off.
I have some good news for you. While you've been here this evening, groups of gay men have broken into your home and redecorated it. And you'll come home. You'll come back to your house going, Austrian drapes. Pictures of Joan Crawford everywhere. But that's the kind of city this is. It's a happy town, because in about 2 days, this town's really going happy. They have real drag races here in 2 days. You know the type of races, two men running on the streets going, the tits are sagging, keep them up, let's go. But everyone talks about gay bars, gay houses. Why not? Let's go beyond gay. Let's be enchanted. That way, if you say you're into S&M, it means sorcery and magic. Wham, show me your wand, I'll take you anywhere. Oh, thank you. Strength, okay. The animal people are here. The type of people who take a little medication, go see Quest for Fire, come out going, wow, what an incredible documentary. Yes. We know, a camera. The fool, I see it, don't be afraid. Wait, let me give you a very special picture. Give me the camera. Okay. I give it back. Happy? I missed out happy baby phone. Hold on here. Let's see. Okay. Here's a little Japanese man having sex. Focus! Focus, damn it! Focus! Ah! Oh, look at this here. Let's give you a very special picture. There you go. Yes. Oh, yes. I'm glad you had the old wide-angle lens on there. I can't wait till you take that to Photomat. My God, what is that? An anaconda pressed up against a plate glass window? What is that? Maybe you could send it to the National Geographic going, it's the Loch Ness Monster. And some scientist going, my God, I didn't know it had only one eye. It's incredible. Well, sorry, I should give this back. What? You thought I'd fall for that old cameraman upstairs shit.
Ha ha, no, okay.
I'm safe now. Enough's enough. And now we can do like the old water ballet movies. And number four. People in the back were going, what the hell is he doing on the floor? Doing that carpet sweeper shit? Here you are. Here, I give you your camera back. You may enter the country. Please. How are you?
Fine.
Oh, thanks. Nice to meet you. Don't be afraid. Pass that back to the lady back there with everything intact. Hold on. Oh. It's quiet now. This is the way I like it. Just like when I started off about 6 years ago in small clubs late at night with two people really drunk on wine going,
who the hell is that?
It's peaceful. I like it. A couple of my friends back there, people who took like a lot of acid during the 60s, now they're selling Amway. You realize, of course, if James Watt sells off all the national forests, all the animals will be on the freeway going, going to Canada? Little squirrels, little 4x5 glasses.
How you doing? Hey, how are you?
Be a coyote. There'll be coyotes and wolves outside of every apartment building going, your cat's got to shit sometime. Let him out, come on. Then you'll see, you'll be trying to throw the cat out and the cat's in the doorway going, I don't want to die. I'll use the sand, I don't care. There'd be a big bear down on Market Street wearing a little forest men's cap out there going like, fuck the forest fire, give me a dollar.
Look, this is truly beautiful though. I once saw the real Sistine Chapel. It's wonderful. Look up and see the glory of man and God. Saw two friends from California there. These two guys look like they're there looking up. They see all this wonderment. They look up and go, wow, bitchin'.
Then I kind of thought, maybe Darwin was wrong. Oh, no. All right, dear. Look, a little Polish Walkman radio. Somebody sitting over on the sides going, that ain't that big. I can carry two of those suckers and still drink a beer. Isn't it strange, though? Strange a few months ago in the news, and they're talking about the Falkland Island War. Sometimes they get newscasters who get confused and go, today in the Falkland Islands. Pardon me? You thought that somewhere off the coast of Brooklyn there was some place called the fucking Islands. Where are you going? I live in the fucking Islands, okay? How you doing? Fucking okay, pal. You thought the only people that lived there were ex-Italian waiters. How you doing? Want me to mix your salad for you? Nothing. And what was the language like? Fucking A, fucking B, fucking C. You realize if there was no oil there, they fought a war for sheep. Little Argentinian war brides coming home.
Are you Jose?
Yes. Strange. Then they're going, how was it for you, my dear?
Not bad.
But we Americans, we did our part. The English had Margaret Thatcher, who kind of looks like Julia Childs on Valium. Doesn't she always look like she talks like, first of all? She always looks like someone's holding a small turd under her nose. Like, but we did our part, though. We sent Alexander Haig down there to negotiate the peace. Wasn't that wonderful? Having Alexander Haig negotiate the peace is like having Charles Manson as a male nurse. He's like, gonna be fine! Jump start him again! Wham! Wham! Mr. Bojangles! Did you ever have this strange feeling? When Alexander Haig was in office, late at night, he'd wander into the Oval Office going, shh, Ron, just let me push one damn button. Oh, Alexander, go in the other room with James Watt and hurt some squirrels. Come on now. I miss Al now. He's gone. Probably selling missiles on late night TV. If you want a better deal, go see Al. So there's only, hey, Alexander Haig's House of Missiles. Come on down. Let me show you someone. We got this lovely ICBM here. They can't hear you coming. Boom, they blow the tits off the world. Look at this over here. We got a designer cruise missile. Ooh la la, ba-boom. Look at that there. Look at this one over here. What is a cruise missile? What is a cruise missile? The missile goes, oh, look, a city, let's destroy it. Every time I do that, I feel like Richard Simmons. Let's go, girls, let's go! 5, 6, 7, and move it, move it, move it, move it. Man is so cruel to women and they love it. He goes, you call those tits, I've seen better lumps than oatmeal. Put them together, honey, make one good one. Let's go. Those are not calves, those are steers. Let's move it. You may have had an hourglass figure, but your time is up. Let's go.
Let's move now. Let's go.
The man has a house with nothing but closets, so he can go, I'm in, I'm out, I'm in. Strange. People over here are going, what the hell's he doing now? Catch up. All. You feel like these are guys that go like stand underneath the Golden Gate Bridge waiting for people to jump, going, go for it. You might fly, you don't know. Come on, take a chance, don't be afraid. For sure. Speak a new language. There must be a new language called Californese. How are you? I'm just like totally here for a while. It's been like a really, there are only 18 words in Californese. It's like gnarly, for sure, totally, I'm bummed, wow, I'm together for a while, okay, go for it now, okay, we'll see, bye, for sure. I don't know. White wine, this is a little wine here. If it's not wine, it's been through somebody already. So. Oh, this is good though. They have, it's so nice they have white wines. They have red wines, yellow wines. Thank you, my son. You know, a mind is a terrible thing to waste.
Won't you help support the United Caucasian College Fund? This is young Bob. Now he's working at McDonald's going, you want some more fries?
I wandered in once. You ever go into McDonald's and they say,
you want like some McFries or McChampagne or McFleetwood or McJagger? What do you want?
No, just give me my check and I'll get the McFuck out of here, okay? Oh, it's done.
Boy, this is the first largest sauna I've ever played.
I feel like going, now it's gonna be a good game. I feel like time, come here. Whenever you're doing comedy, you feel like a prize fighter. You should be going, yeah, I'm gonna duck, I'm gonna do something, I'm gonna. Time, no, Robin, you gotta come in. You come back to the corner going, how am I doing? Huh? You're touching yourself really a lot. You gotta get out of it. You really gotta cool that shit. You gotta come up there, get up, do some intellectual, try a few segues. Yeah, no. Give me that ridiculous thing you put in my mouth. Okay, that's good. Hey, little tiny cape. Oh, I love this. Here's a bullfighter.
I told you, don't put the cape in the dryer. Fuck. I cannot fight the bull with this little fucking cape. How am I gonna hide this sword behind the bull? We'll see the sword, and he'll just go like, well, no way today.
It's strange being a bullfighter wearing those little tight pants, people going, oh, you're Catholic. My God, woman. No, where did you get this coat? My God, Nanook of Marin. My God, she's a lovely, look at this thing. My God, right now there's a whole bunch of animals going, shit, is it cold? Jesus.
Made from kittens around the world.
Try this on. I won't get this smell in there. You take it home tonight and the animals will be going, oi!
Whoa, hee.
Ooh, oh, I guess you couldn't afford the bottom fur. I feel like Liberace right now, going, just leave me with the candelabra, damn you, leave me the candelabra. That was wonderful. Robin's wearing lovely pants from Hefty Bag. Ah, pretty girl. Hump by Notre Dame. This is incredible. I love these. This is the type of coat you can go, Andre, park the car. We can play Elephant Man going, I am not an animal. I am a comedian. Does like your dog ever try and just let me have it for the night? That's a wonderful coat. My God, dear. That's taking a fashion risk. Strange. And we sip some wine now for a moment here. A little eraser on the blackboard of life. They're white wines. They're red wines. But why are there no black wines? Like, Reggie, a motherfucker. It goes with fish, meat, any damn thing it wants to. Thank you, Lumpy. Isn't it nice, though? Have someone like Mean Joe Green advertising it? You better buy this or nail your ass to a tree. But if you ever drink the elite wines, you know, the pui-fousse, as we say, downtown pussy-fussy, they always have the guys who taste the wines going, yes. Ah, absurd yet flaccid. Yeah, over here. But I love the very, very special wines, the wines like Thunderbird, Night Train, the type of wines where you take one sip and your body says, everybody out, two exits, no waiting. Oh, some heavy-duty paint thinner in those wines. And always on those bottles of wine, it says, like, serve before Friday. In the bottom, it says, serve chilled. And I'm sure a lot of winos come into the store going, pardon me? But this sucker is tepid. Would you deposit this in a refrigeratory receptacle till it's 58 degrees Fahrenheit? I like my wine like I like my women, ready to pass out. Now, will you just put that in there? I'll be out front, whizzing on your doorway. I live in a wonderful place now where they make the wonderful wines up in Napa County, which is up there north. Some of the people from the hospital here tonight. They can't applaud. They're not used to having their hands on them.
Great show! Great show!
One man with his hand in here going, I don't care. Let the troops sit down for a while. And always you pass past Napa Hopkins and you look in the back, there's one guy watching the television set going, I want to see the damn World Series. Every time I drive by, they all look at me and go, you'll be here soon. Those are just the doctors. But it's a nice thing. They have a program now where they have the inmates working on the wine, which is wonderful. They have the psychotic stepping on the grapes going, hate this fucking wine! Manic depressives tasting it going, it's good. No! Schizophrenics leading tours, let's go this way. No, go this way! Why can't they have commercials for schizophrenics? Wouldn't it be so much easier? If they had TV oriented towards schizophrenics, it'd be nice. Hello, Sybil for American Express. Do you know us? We can't leave home without it. I see you look at me. Nice when you stretch out that far, some dancer in the back saying, not bad. But can you get up? You gotta be careful though, if you're drinking a little too much. You get a little drunky wonky. And you try and drive home and the police nail your ass. If you're driving in the south, it's usually stop, Rashid. If you're driving in California, it's usually, well, you get out of the car, realize your true potential, share some energy for a brief moment. If you're driving in San Francisco, the policeman usually gets out and goes, search me, I might have something on me. But you must be careful, especially if you've been smoking a little marijuana. Yes, the police have a new test to nail you. What they do is they pull you over, they get out of the car, walk towards you like this. Will you get out of the car? Then you're trying to be cool. You're trying to maintain, going, get in the damn car. If you're doing a little cocaine, the police just go behind you, get in the car. But they have a test to see if you've been drinking a little. What they do normally is they pull you over the side and say, do you realize you're weaving? To which you reply, weave? I don't even knit. At that point, a little baton goes right up Happy Land. So you have to be careful. They have a new drunk driving test. I want you to know this, just in case you get pulled over by le polizia, yeah? Be careful. First of all, they make you go like this. They make you stop, put your arms out, close your eyes. Makes you feel like Easter, watch out. Then they go like this. They make you touch your nose twice. They go like, start off one, two, and then here's the new part. I want you to know this. The new part is to be like,
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, and nine, and Fosse Fosse one, Fosse Fosse two, Uganda, 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 yes. At that point, you just have to look at the officer, you look him right in the eye, and say, fuck it, I'm drunk.
Like we all know, though, if alcohol's a crutch, then Jack Daniels is the wheelchair. You roll right over that abyss going, ah-dee-dee-da-day. Doesn't matter where you're from in the country, you take one sip of Jack Daniels, and you're in the road company in Deliverance going, squee! How about you just dropping them panties? Who cares? Let's go now. You have like 8 glasses of Jack Daniels, you forget the English language. You just have one massive vowel movement. If you're lucky, you find someone else that drunk going, I don't care. You want to go out now? For sure. I don't know. But you must be careful. Because if you drink Jack Daniels, you must pay the price the next morning because you... Oh, yes. Tell him to take his hands off your breast. Especially if he's been holding a real cold drink. Come on, Betty, give it up. Ah! It's just me, Sasquatch. Come on! What did he do? Did he grab you? Are you okay? Was it just the Memorex? What happened? Ah! Did the floor move? Are you okay, honey? All right? You got that? Hold on. Oh. You all right? We can go on now, okay?
I feel like she's going like...
What are we talking about? I got lost now, but sometimes I will do that. Sometimes I'll go off like this and people go, where's he going? I honestly don't know. I'm just like a little squirrel over the Grand Canyon saying, give up the nuts or die. We're talking about Jack Daniels, now it might affect you. The worst thing is if you've been drinking Jack Daniels all night is in the morning you must pay the price. As you get out of bed and all of a sudden you realize, oh shit, gravity works. There you are, and you have to worship at the old porcelain altar. Oh, damn, I didn't put the seat up again. And you better pray you have a friend there to help you. Like, you okay?
I'm fine.
Just don't flush me, dear God. Don't flush me now. And then you make the mistake of going to work. What a fool, because you can hear snails crawl. All of your other friends who haven't drank that night come over. How you doing, Bob? Good to see you. Why don't you just eat shit and die? A little Jack last night? Well, why'd you... Oh, fuck off! I want to find out where they make that stuff. I want to take a trip down to Lynchburg, Tennessee. There'll be some guy waiting for you down there going,
how you doing? Welcome to Lynchburg. Who's that over there? Someone to piss this off, a comedian. Come on in. You know, my daddy married his sister, but didn't affect me. Come on in. Let me take you on a tour of the whole plant. Over here, this is my brother Bob. He's a taster. Bling, ding, bing, ding, bing, ding, ding. Here's where we add the secret ingredient.
Strange. And sometimes you always see those guys who are truck drivers who make it across the entire United States in one day and say that they don't take speed.
Bob, that's the ocean up there. Fuck it, I'm going through. I'm gonna get these pineapples to Hawaii. Come on now.
Or sometimes you see these hats on big guys, men we like to call hunters. Guys you see sometimes on American Sportsman. This week on American Sportsman, we're gonna hunt squirrels with a 350 Magnum. We're gonna blow their little nuts off, aren't we, Bob? Come on now, let the dog get what's left. Then, the real show where they take the major chance,
It's Wild Kingdom.
They always cut to Marlon Perkins going,
"My assistant Tom will attempt to circumcise a water buffalo."
And they cut to Tom. Tom's in a field going, "Oh, Lord." And the big water buffalo going, "Your ass is mine now, clown. You ain't got no gun. You just got that Medicaid shit." Isn't it strange on Wild Kingdom, though, they shoot these animals up with something called anestodarts, which is real heavy medication. It's no wonder the animals come back next week going, "Excuse me. Yeah, I was on the show last week. Yeah. Yeah. Fuck the tags. I'd like to be back on again. Yeah, I'll run. Yeah, just roll the camera. Wait a minute, I'm gonna run now. Oh, damn. You nabbed my ass again. I don't know. And they send these poor medicated animals to the New York City Zoo, which is kind of like a reform school for animals. You see the lion in his cage going, "Roar, big fucking deal." It's incredible. They have a little cage full of kvetching hyenas going, "Nice day, might be, you don't know that." Little birds in their cages going, "Filthy screws, filthy screws." And then you always think, I can at least take the kids to see the monkeys. The monkeys are almost human. They're really fun. Come on, Tommy, let's go see the chimps. And just as you take Tommy to the front of the chimp cage, the little chimp up front goes, "Ah!" Let's go, son.
Why, Dad, I've seen you do that.
No. Easy, boy. Also, sometimes, you see these hats? The guys I like to call weightlifters. You know, you're like your friends, the bodybuilders, the guys you see like outside all year round. Guys that like pump iron, looks like someone shoved an air hose up their ass. Like, how you doing, Bob? I always just want to see one of those guys. How you doing? Oh shit, I cramped up. That's okay, I can make it to the car. But then there's always the big bodybuilders like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Arnold and Cohen, the retailer, Arnold Schwarzenegger. There he is. I always want to say, "Arnold, come on now. You take steroids, don't you?" "No way." Let us hear. Yes. Niners! This man is a professor at Stanford. Doesn't matter what type of job you have. You may be a PhD professor, but all of a sudden, like Niner field. Niners! Professor Hibble. "Well, I like the team, Niners! 40 fucking Niners. Thank you, Sister Therese." She and Father Tom are going, "Fucking A, boy. Get out there today and tear the titties off the other team. I don't want you to hold back today, Jim, when you go out there today. And we here at St. Swithin's have a wonderful policy. Let's do that St. Swithin's cheer now. Rick'em, wreck'em, ruck'em, ruck'em. Get that ball and really fight." Be great if there's a high school somewhere in Marin County called San Samia. What's the cheer like? "Well, wow. Well, wow. Go for it right now." Or you play the high schools, from Oakland, like, "Wow, mom, rah, rah, rass, we gonna nail your honky ass. Get out of here." It's strange, but people cheer now, but where were you 6 years ago? Where were you 6 years ago when the 49ers had a quarterback going, "Well, hike when the energy's right." When they used to have linemen who go like,
"Well, I really can't deal with him, his pressure's too intense. I mean, he wants to run over me. I tried all the moves, I tried the thing, I let him go by, and then I pushed him, get off. Get off the field, I don't need this pressure."
No, what's it gonna be? There's a football strike on now. I mean, what are those guys gonna do for a living? I mean, there's one picket line I don't want to cross. How you doing, Mr. Green? "Oh, you better not mess with me." "Oh, thank you, Mr. Green, thank you." I mean, what are those guys gonna do? What's the center gonna do now that he's out of work? Work in a fast food restaurant going, "Your hamburger's ready." What are the referees? What are the referees gonna do? Become like, referees gonna come gobo? Oh, go us. Dyslexia is a horrible disease. I was the only child on Halloween to go, "Hi, trick or trout." So so sad to see all the other mothers going, it's the Williams boy, better give him some fish. What are the referees going to do? Are they going to become go-go boys? See referees downtown, look, 5 yards. Let's go, TD, let's go. Don't you know? Flipping now, flipping. That's it. But now the 49ers have real linemen. You know what I'm talking about. You know, head, neck, optional. Big men, they go like, what did you do today, Billy Bob? Well, basically, what I like to do is break through the line, grab a quarterback, and say, make a wish. Strange, though. What is a center? What a position is a man who plays center? What do you say? What do you do for a living? You say, what do you do? Well, basically, I bend over, have a little towel hang over my ass. Must be very compromising when somebody walks up behind you and goes,
why haven't you called me?
At that point, yo, you're out of here, clown!
But also, the most important man of all, a little tiny man named the field goal kicker. Usually European, with names like Iban no Kalibachi Dibeshibai. And they're usually like this. It's usually like, okay, field goal, $1,000. Field goal, $2,000. Uh-oh, lineman, fuck it, take the ball.
But the real important man on the football team, we know, is the quarterback. Usually men with big hands and big feet. And you ladies know what that means. Yes. Big gloves and big shoes. These quarterbacks are always shot in slow motion because they're always coming up to the line. It's always very much instant replay. Oh, damn. It's a very, very tender area. Oh, easy, boy, easy. Whoa, easy. It's like a little rodeo pony in there. Let me out! Come on!
Grab it?
Yeah. Grab it? No. I can't grab him because he'll be going, whoa! Men do that, though. We do grab a little area down here. We don't know why. It's when you're nervous. You always see guys that get a little nervous, like, gosh, I hope... Sorry, honey. Go. Damn it! Strange beast. I don't know why. Even President Reagan must be. That's why I have a little podium cutting him off.
Nancy and I have... No.
Everyone does. Every man in a nervous situation will be grabbing. That's why they used to tell the baseball players, don't touch that. So I see a lot of guys going, yeah, okay. I don't know. Yes. Most men can't even call it what it is. You say, what is that?
My penis.
What?
It's my penis.
You can't say it, can you?
No, I can't.
So we think of other names, the really macho guys. What do you call it? That's the incredible heat-seeking moisture missile. Yes. It may not have a conscience, but it does have a memory. Watch out, fire one, easy boy, whoa! Fire two, whoa! Feels like it's leading you around town. I don't care! Oh, easy. And you get like sometimes the other guys, the adventurers, it's the throbbing python of love. I like to kind of compromise in between. I like to call him Mr. Happy. So if something's going wrong, you can say, oh, look, he's pouting. Oh.
God, Hi, peekaboo.
So nice to know Mr. Happy has luggage, too. Like, where do you want these bags? Strange little creature. Oh, no. You look down, you look at him and go, why? Remember, I can't wait till they have the metric system, though, so you can go, how big are you? 120. You can call me Mr. Tripod now. Hey, dumb. Say, but why? Why did we evolve with Mr. Happy here? Is it like in the old days, so they can tell times? So we go, what time is it? About 12. maybe about 3 now. Whoa, yeah, high noon now. Hey, why couldn't he be right here? Wouldn't it be nice if Mr. Happy were in the middle of your chest? Should make dancing a lot more fun. You'd be dancing going, having a nice night, Betty?
Yes, I am, Tom, but what's that?
Fountain pen.
Well, it's leaking.
Oh. Look, Ben, it's a strange relationship that men have with Mr. Happy. It usually starts... Oops, here comes my ride. What are we talking about? Doesn't matter. I think it's kind of once again we went off that way. The police set me off. It's like that way, I guess, for most people. Look out. Once again, I look out at the faces. People say, it's all right. My mother's over there saying, just like the old days, isn't it? Mama knows. Mama used to see me, and she'd tell me these wonderful jokes. My first joke was, I love you in blue. I love you in red. Most of all, I love you in blue. See, Mama, it still works. We come to America with a dream. And look where we buy a house in Tiburon. Ah, oh, yes. Tiburon, from the Spanish word tiburón, meaning condominium. Condominium from the Latin word meaning to overcharge for no reason. What we were talking about before, my little friend, right now he's going, get back to me. I know that, shut up.
So he's like, oh, come on.
But we men know the first time you met Mr. Happy was during a time called puberty. Uh-oh. Puberty is when nature says, shake hands with Mr. Happy. You know that. You know, it's like, you know, you're upstairs, usually with a copy of National Geographic, playing Señor Wences.
Will you call me in the city?
Not tonight. But no one had the real guts. No one had the honesty when you're locked in the bathroom. Your father's knocking on the door, you're in there oiling the old baseball glove. And your father's knocking on the door going, what are you doing in there, son? No one had the honesty. Damn it, I don't care. If it feels this good, I'll take the hair. I don't mind. And then you had the other problems when you're going through puberty, something called erections. They'd happen at the wrong time. You'd be having your first close dance. All of a sudden, gosh, Becky, nice. Wah! Don't go away. Do you find me repulsive? When actually you felt like a pirate going, ah-ha, ha-ha, send the bitch back to me now. Don't be lying to me now, Jim Crack. But you girls and Madam Wonderful. Yes, you got to go through puberty riding the mechanical pony in front of the supermarket. Remember that?
Mama, can I have another quarter?
Susie, that's $8 worth.
I know! Oh, this has the perfect motion. Two forward, a little back, and a wonderful wiggle, Mama. I still respect you.
It's all right. Strange beast it is. But we all know the ultimate purpose of all of Mr. Happy's exploits.
It's babies.
Isn't it strange that the male of the species, as men, we spend 9 months trying to get out of the womb, the rest of our life trying to get right back in. How does one little sperm make it past all that rubber? They must have it like the English war movies, where one sperm gets the diaphragm and goes, poof, everybody else over me, keep swimming, go on. Then you get the wise ass sperm named Otto going, oh, shh, shh. Here comes the IUD. finally one breaks through all of that, breaks into the inner sanctum. There's the ovum going, hello, sailor. At this point, all of a sudden, Carl Sagan walks out and goes, as we peer out past billions and billions of tiny semen, wondering how one reaches its final mark, and fetus, don't fail me now. There it is. Little baby going, ah, how wonderful. Suspended in there, you have your own pool. Always set at a wonderful temperature, whatever mom's feeling that day. How nice, very quiet. Never have to send out for food, it's always womb service. No, I'm sorry I said it, it was there, I had to use it. All right, so I'm feeling little child's in there just waiting. But how lucky can you be as a baby? As soon as you're born, you come out.
Are those two titties for me? Oh, yeah! Da, 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 da. Adjusting the volume!
But imagine Dolly Parton's child, though.
Kilimanjaro! Feed the world!
I have good news for you. I am going to be a father. Yeah. You hear that, boy? Yeah! He aimed straight and true. I feel like William Tell now. I don't know who the mother is, but hey! No, of course, it's wonderful. I have to take these little classes now, Lamaze classes. I'm taking a new one called Lamaze. I'm with two little flags in the operating room going, you're out of there! I have Jackie Stewart in the operating room.
It's a great birth today, Tom, a great birth. Look at the placenta there, Bill. It's going to be a great thing. They're cutting the umbilical now, the little fetus is out of there, Bill.
Then you have the real fun of naming the child. Some people used to name their children out of the Bible. I plan to use the TV guide. Hey, Kojak, Magnum, get in here, girls. Let's go. Actually, I think I'll name him. If it's a boy, I'll call him Christopher. All right. Yes. Oh, there's the guy named... I bet your name's Chuck, isn't it? Right on, for sure. If it's a little girl, I'll call her Christina. Oh, Christiana. Christiana, that way she could write a book called Daddy Dearest. I can't wait till the child speaks his first words. There you are going...
What is it? What is it, Christopher? What are you trying to say?
Trust fund.
Did mommy teach you that? Then the first birthday party, daddy's going berserk. All right, children, let's try our little comedy routines now. Two Jews walk into a bar.
No, father, no! I don't want to do any comedy today.
Christopher, come on now, let's try this.
No, let me give it a break, Dad, give it a break.
Come on now, what do you want for your birthday?
Power of attorney.
Christopher, no! You go up to your room, you go up to your room and play with the rubber chickens. You're gonna be funny today. Come on now, try this thing, come on. What, Ninny Ninny isn't good enough for you? Popeye isn't good enough for you?
Popeye wasn't good for anybody, who are you kidding? Get
out of... You go up to your room now, young man, and you be funny today.
No, Dad, fuck that, I'm going up to my room alone again.
Then Christopher grows older. He's 21, he's leaving the house. Dad?
Chris,
how are you today? Come on now, hey. Pop, that's real sick. I'm leaving the house, Pop. I just want to say goodbye to you. Oh, you're going to be one funny comedian. Fuck that, Dad. I'm going to be a scientist, Father. I'm going to cure herpes. Mr. Smarty Pants, Mr. Big Shot now. Ninny, ninny, you couldn't go out. You couldn't be funny, eh? The three houses wasn't good enough for you, huh? The fucking ranch wasn't good enough for you, huh? What's wrong with you, boy? What's wrong with you? Take care, Pop. Like you always said, let the asshole have the last word.
What do you mean, let the asshole? You nailed me, you little shit. Come back here, damn you, Christopher.
And he goes away. I go on a drinking spree. I end up downtown just saying, ah, remember me? Ninny, ninny.
eyes sore. Pardon me, can you spare $40,000 a week? Oh, I don't care what you say. I'm going to find out where that asshole Nielsen lives. The little guy with the box who likes the shows. Damn it, I don't care. I clawed my way to the middle, and I fucked my way down. I don't care, damn it, I don't care. Right now, I'm feeling single and drinking doubles. Oh, Jesus.
Pop, I've come to take you home.
Christopher?
You don't want to take me home. You don't want me. Yeah, I do, Pop. Let's go. Hey, Dad. Realize every time you're in a Japanese restaurant eating sushi, there's a little Japanese man in the back going,
they ate it. Maybe you want some hot wine to go with it.
I looked up sushi in a Japanese dictionary. It means dumb fuck. Raw fish. You don't see a lot of Japanese businessmen going, oh, give me some of those parasites. I'll steam and hunk of that for ya. But we don't know. I mean, there won't be another Pearl Harbor. We won't hear them coming. We'll have little Walkman radios on going,
wow, bitchin'.
In Japanese movies, the dubbing is designed to mess you up too. You always see Japanese movies like, quickly, you must leave the village now. Makes you want to smoke a joint. Oh, hey, it fits, it's okay. We have an announcement before I go on. Will the owner of the DeLorean car, will you please check your trunk? I think you'll find your rebate. Sure gives meaning to toot the old horn. First things, I don't know. Oh, that cocaine somehow always disappears somewhere. Some guy going, well, Tom, where'd the 240 pounds of coke go? Sorry, Sarge, you left the window open. Must have blown out during the night. And then you see like thousands of animals, people walking down the street going, hey, great day, great day, great day. Hey. Little cats over there. Hey, fuck the kibble. I'll just stand here for a while. I don't know. Cocaine is such a bizarre thing. You always see like six or seven guys crammed into one small stall, and then you hear them all come out, and all you hear is this. Then one guy has the guts to go, flush. Let's walk out. And you always see the guys going, you think there's any speed in this? Nah, no, speed in here. Looks like Howdy Doody on acid. Yeah, I'm fine. Want to go back to your seat? Yeah, let's go back to our seats now. Hey, yes. We know what they're doing in there. They're doing the devil's dandruff. The Peruvian marching powder. You're doing cocaine in there, we know. You know, cocaine is God's way of saying you're making too damn much money. You know that. Yeah. Yes, indeed, you do, dog. You have to be careful there. You know, because also the wonderful side effects of cocaine. Oh, like the paranoia and the severe impotence. Oh, yay. It's nice. You do one little toot of cocaine, all of a sudden, Mr. Happy's going, I'm melting! You and your damn cocaine! And then you're lying in bed going, showtime, showtime, come on! He's doing his impression of on the waterfront. I could have been somebody. And you finally have to turn to your lover and go, hey, it's not mine. I don't know whose this is. It's just a stand-in. Oh, it's a limp-in. I don't know whose it is. Then sometimes people get a little paranoid. You do a little cocaine, you start to get a little paranoid. Your friends always come and say, you okay? Yeah, I'm fine. A little paranoid? No, why the fuck you ask? Everybody off! Everybody off! Then you find yourself standing looking out the window going, shh, no one's there still. Finally, your dog walks in the room going, you okay, man? Listen, if there was someone out there, I would have barked by now. Yeah. And then the people have the stuff that's cut with the wonderful things like manit or something else, and sometimes people have the good shit too, where they go,
here, try this, man. Come on.
What was in that, man? Fiberglass. I didn't think you'd notice.
No, man, I like bleeding like this. That's fun.
Yes, and then you make the big mistake. You try and go to bed. You feel like a vampire on a day pass. You're lying in bed in a big pool of your own sweat with Buddy Rich on your heart going, get the put up with the pump. And you have conversations like this. Yeah, I'm fine. Redundant, 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 redundant. Yeah, redundant, 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 redundant. Yeah, redundant, 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 redundant. Oh! And then you think, I'll take a quaalude, I'll be fine. No, taking a quaalude then is like throwing bricks in the Grand Canyon. Quaalude's such an anti-evolutionary drug. It's so strange you see a girl who's taking two or three quaaludes in the lipstick room going, is my makeup on? I don't know. You can always save money on quaaludes. Want to save money on quaaludes? Just take a ball-peen hammer and go, poof. Has the same effect, makes English optional. Then you make the ultimate mistake. You walk outside, and every animal in the world knows that you're fucked up. Even the birds are going, ah! Ah! Mr. Hitchcock, please! Finally, I saw once my cat ate a Valium. So sad, saw a little kitty, he ate the Valium. So I'm sitting over in the corner looking at his paws going, me? Oh shit, I knew how that went. Oh yeah, meow! For sure! You ever come home late at night, turn on your light, your cat's in the cat box going, turn off that damn light! All right, I'm gonna put the shit everywhere! My cat got revenge on me, though. My cat got revenge because one morning, Mr. Happy woke up before I did. Morning! Cat was laying on the end of the bed and went, oh, a mouse! Oh, Lord! Oh, nothing more painful in the world is prying those four little claws. Especially when the cat's going, that's when I invented the catapult. The cat thought he was safe too, hit the wall and went, oh shit, Teflon. But you know your cat doesn't care about you. He doesn't care about you. If it's warm, sure, he'll be nice. If it's cold outside, he'll run up against your leg going, I love you. But it's like late at night, usually 5 o'clock in the morning. All of a sudden, your cat wanders downstairs going, gotta go outside. You better open the door. I'm gonna take a dump on the rug. You know, the shag carpet. And you haul your ass downstairs, you open the door, the cat goes, later. You think, now I can go back to bed. No, no. Kitty has more surprises for you. Because Kitty goes out and finds the only other cat in heat in 800 miles. And has the sex of a lifetime under your bedroom window. Sitting under there going, oh, yes! More forepaw! Oh, no! Oh, get it up! Oh, name the kittens after me! Then he has the audacity, after fucking his brains out, to come home at 6 o'clock in the morning going, I gotta come back in now. I better come in. I'm gonna fuck up the screen. You haul your ass downstairs, open the door again, the cat's going, how you been? Usually your dog's over here going, oh, you're gonna get it now. Oh, God, oh, boy, they're gonna kick you. Oh, wow. Your cat just walks past your dog going, you asshole. You never see a cat go. You never see a cat out in, like, a major park going, hey, a frisbee. I never go for that stupid shit. It's always the dog going, I'll do it. What do you want me to do? I'll piss on a tree? I don't care. Jump over, I'll, want me to swim in the water, get the dead bird? I'll do it. They have the dogs that work like in the, like to smell out drugs. Those dogs are lucky, though. End of the day, you see the dog sitting in their kennels going, hey, great day, wasn't it? Damn it. Yeah, Bob, yeah, I know. I knew Rennie. He and I were like this. Damn it. I know. And then you see the dogs. The other dogs who work in the bomb squad going, I don't want to die. I've got puppies to feed.
But how? How do they ever make little dogs like Pekingese? How do they make a Pekingese? How do they make a Pekingese? And someone say, oh, look, a dog that's hit in the face with a shovel. Strange little dogs. They all sound like they have asthma, too.
But I have a strange dog. I have a dog called a Malamute. Yes. The dog is so mellow. The dog is just the kindest. It doesn't even bark. Just goes, wow. I have a little California cat that goes, me wow. We used to have a little New York cat, didn't even meow, just go like, what do you want from me? Yeah, it's strange, but in New York, though, they have rats that are so damn big, they sit outside the apartment buildings going, here, kitty, come on, man! And if you ever lived in New York, you come home late at night, you turn on your light, and in your apartment, there's 16 cockroaches by the refrigerator going, hello, my honey, hello, my baby. Two biggest cockroaches of all are standing by the refrigerator going, big can of Raid in their hand going, damn, shit. You cop a buzz yet? Let's go over there and stay in that Roach Motel. They go in the Roach Motel, there's a big black widow spider going, I got something for your ass. Praying mantis wandering out going, Hare Krishna. What a strange Perrier. What a wonderful, strange thing. Every time you're drinking it, the French are going, send them to designer jeans. They bought the water. Send them some other shit. Don't be afraid. They used to advertise Perrier as being something from the bowels of the earth. Boy, that makes me want to have a steaming glass of that. Just send me some Perrier. Ooh, hootie-doo-dah. Yes. You had a man out here tonight named John Sebastian. Wonderful.
Yes.
He was at a place, wonderful place, remember Woodstock, where they had people, he used to have those announcements too, that we have a child here named Rainbow, she's looking for a mother, his name is Eclipse, we also have a Volkswagen parked out front, please come get your car, it's unraveling. There's some bad acid going around, so be back to sit and you. Come on, that's a strange drug. You know that those people left some acid on the ground, the cows ate the acid, the next morning the cows are going. Some of my friends, I have a few friends who've taken so much acid, you still see them sitting at stoplights going, oh shit, another color! God! Or psilocybin, there's a wonderful crazy thing. Ooh. Little mushrooms, you take some psilocybin, and all of a sudden, everybody looks like the Michelin boy. How you doing, Tom? We're in Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade! Whoa! Until somebody who isn't on psilocybin comes and goes, hey, you're not having a good time. Sorry I got off on that, but I feel like,
hey, who cares?
Wait, don't go now! Don't go, you're gonna miss the really heavy-duty stuff! Okay, well, wait. No pressure.
Let's put on that closed circuit video.
She'll be back in a few minutes. Go see if she's okay, will you? She might be dead in there, let's see. Damn it, the poor woman might be trapped.
Allison.
Her name is Allison?
Allison?
Allison. Allison, this is the police. We know you're in there. Allison, if you come out, we won't have to have a fight, Allison. Come on out. We're going to throw in some stuff in there if you're not coming out, Allison. We've got the dogs out here. Allison, we brought your mother.
Allie, come out. Allie, come out of the bathroom now, girl.
Allison, we brought Rabbi Tom with us, too. Allie, what are you doing in there?
Ever since you've been hanging out with the Schicks, has you been a different girl?
Allison, damn it, girl, come out. She's safe in there. Dad, it's okay, I'll find her. Feel like those native guys. Oops, this man's backing up and these people are going, shit, we paid good money to get stepped on. Hey, hold on, I got your chair. Don't be afraid. Sorry, well, she's gone now. Well, I guess she won't be coming back. She won't be needing this then. Oh, this is nice. Now they're gonna go. Is she gonna go find her? She's okay. It's all right. Well, slowly but surely, everybody go look for Allison. I don't know what happened to the club. One woman went out and the rest followed her. What happened? I don't know. It was like that. Finally, he was left on stage going, who was that woman? She went away. It was Mrs. Happy? You hear that, boy? This is... Welcome to the Sierra Club's first annual roast. She's back! Allison, you're safe! Oh, you're safe! Oh, Allie! Oh, my God! I didn't think she'd come back! And now your friend's trapped in there now. Oh, my God, I can see them in the afternoon news. They're going, Allison finally reappeared today. Another wonder of club performing. Oh, sorry we just did 5 minutes on you. I guess that shows you where my act's at, I guess. Doing 5 minutes on a poor innocent woman going back to the bathroom. I know many of you are thinking, thinking either one. You know, Uncle Ronnie has a plan. He's just not telling any of us. Do you ever look at Ronald Reagan and say, my God, that man's severely medicated? I think Nancy's been dubbing him for years and haven't told us yet. Ever notice? He doesn't speak while she's drinking water. But yes, no, no. There's a wonderful thing he does. There's the space shuttle. There is a space shuttle up there. It's so good to know if there's ever a nuclear war, there'll be three men in space going, what was that noise? And every time they send up the space shuttle, the toilet's back up. Why can't they deal with cosmic caca? Every time they're up there, there's usually an announcement like, yes, Squealer 19, we have a warning here. What is it, Bob? We have a major problem here with our feces recycling system. Bill, can you be more